Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales. These are the adventures of The Rookies, a curated actual play of the tabletop role-playing game Masks, a New Generation from Magpie Publishing.
Previously on Tavern Tales, it's the end of the end for our heroes, but will they all make it out of this alive, let alone unscathed, as we complete the finale of The Rookies?
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
The spikes that had gone and penetrated Expay ripped free. Icarus, the blood of Expay drips from those spaces. The similar vein, the spikes that were penetrating deep into the brain are ripped free as the brain is pulled towards Expay. Pick the two choices that you'd like from the directly engage a threat.
Resist or avoid the blows and take something from them.
Let's do take something from them, and maybe the bottom one might be better, so you know.
Because I've already disconnected it, so there's probably no risk of a blow.
No, there's definitely the risk.
Oh, but I want them to kill my friend.
You won't die, remember? If you resist or avoid their blows, that's just you.
Oh, it's... okay. Okay, yep. Then I will impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay, yeah. You've definitely frightened it, and so I will add a condition. I mean, I was going to add a condition because you heard it anyway. Frightening it, giving everyone a +1 against it as it's freaked out by this robot as Expay barrels into it. Expay, you've taken a fifth condition,
no.
And you are knocked out. It's okay. It's Expay.
No,
this is how this
sad.
Is supposed to work. Yeah. Expay falls to Terry's eyes only into the brain, which is disconnected, but there are still slashing tentacles out there. And the beast, as it has taken another condition, it's only its second condition, the beast flails uncontrollably. And because it has control of one of those arms, it's about to launch the robot into the atmosphere. What do you do?
Guys, we have to avoid a blow coming up on the right-hand side.
I'm going to defend.
Okay, roll to defend.
Everyone.
Yeah, roll to defend everyone except for Expay. Because as you do that, you pull the shield free and Solarian's flap as well is pulled and the whole thing goes clunk onto Expay in the brain. The whole big mass of flotsam. While you're defending from this launch attack, what does everybody else do?
Do I still have a +1 from Terry?
Yes.
Yes.
You have a +1 and it's frightened.
Two.
So that's a +2.
Woo-hoo. I got an 11.
Holy crap. All right. What does it get from defend?
Oh, I add a team to the pool.
All right. You want to clear a condition?
No. I like
you have
angry.
One.
She you're still only
one.
Angry. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody else
yeah,
needs a clear.
I know. I can't do it for anyone else. But yeah, no. So I defend and basically stop any sort of hurt to the robots and my friends.
Perfect. I love it. Great. You're all thrown about.
I'm going to do there when it matters. When you defend someone on a hit, you can hold one instead of choosing one from the list and spend your hold when they are in danger later to arrive at the scene to help. So
it's good. I mean,
I
we're
could
fine.
Do that.
This is good where we're at right now. The monster has taken another one. It is hopeless. The monster is angry
okay.
and hopeless as it launches you into space, but it does not lead to any damaging or hurt. And it leads to an opening to the rest of the team. What do you do?
Can I assess the situation
sure.
as we're re-entering the atmosphere?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, assess. Solarian, what are you doing?
Oh boy, I assess nothing.
Fail to assess mark potential. In fact, you're now upside down.
Oh shit.
I'm like plastered on the window.
And
I forgot a seatbelt.
I need you to roll to take a powerful
blow.
No, actually, I'm just going to force you to take a condition.
Oh, why?
Because you failed to assess the situation while you're spinning in the air and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it recalls you to the time where you had that challenge with horse with
Alejandra.
Recalls you of the time of playing horse with Alejandra in the backyard where she did this triple spin that you were not able to do, that you know if she'd been here, if she had been in the head, she would have not failed to assess the situation. So mark a condition.
That's mean. Be hopeless.
Because you are. Yeah. Yes. All right.
Can I take inspiration from that and then triple spin down onto the monster?
If only, hey? All right, Solarian, what are you doing?
So I'm going to spend a burn.
Yes.
I'm going to overcharge.
Yes.
I'm going to overcome an obstacle.
And yes.
The obstacle being the hurtling robot is going to right itself. So we are no longer hurtling towards space.
We're coming down.
Yeah, yeah. You're just launched into the atmosphere.
We're already re-entering the orbit and coming down onto the monster.
Okay.
The monster's below us.
Then I'm going to extend my senses.
But if you charge, you can like smash open the flesh that's below you.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll do that. Yeah, I'm going to overcome the obstacle being the flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
The obstacle has been overcome. It's gone now. It's run.
Hurrah.
Yeah, it just says.
Huzzah.
All right, so you're going to spend two burn to take a 10 plus to unleash your powers.
Yes.
Right? And in this instance here, he blasts down with the spear of Galarnon, opening a portal that is directly above the creature so that you don't miss it as it lands legs first into the pasty flesh of this flailing behemoth.
George is going to stomp it.
Let's make
I
some
love
wine.
How I'm like,
yeah.
All this color. And I was like, George, yeah, gotta stop.
Stop, stop, stop. You try to be legs.
he's making wine with monster body.
Yeah,
nice.
Wine.
Yes. All right. So roll to directly engage a threat, George.
I got 11, but I have conditions.
You got 11.
Oh, and I'm afraid. So that would make it 9. Although, but we have those plus 2. So wouldn't it stay 11?
It's a plus.
Okay,
plus
so one, still it stays one. 11.
Yeah. So it stays at 11. Right. You've directly engaged a threat. You'd pick 2.
So resist their blows.
All right.
And I'm going to say create an opportunity for Solarian.
Sure. You resist their blows so the legs don't get mauled or thrashed and the group doesn't get moved and shoved around. The giant monstrosity takes another condition. This time it's insecure. And
what? We hurt its feelings.
Repels back and it rips part of the robot free. Which part of the robot is ripped free from the robot itself? Like in Get Bit.
Mm, which limb are we losing?
Exactly. Is it the head? Is it the spear arm? Is it the shield arm? Is it one of the legs?
I kind of think it should be the spear arm comes loose.
All right. The spear arm is ripped off and flung out into the depths of the ocean.
Well, that's very bad.
All of it would be bad.
I hate that.
And when that happens, the spear disappears.
All right, cool.
What do you do?
So Solarian just looks out, because I assume there's now a hole in said robot.
Well, you're nowhere near the arm itself. Okay. Like you're in a different compartment that controls those things.
So he's noticing that the lever that controls the arm is moving very easily.
It's so easy.
So he's like, it doesn't seem to be working.
And then you watch the arm go flying across your viewpoint to land boosh,
that
off in the distance.
That would be why. So now he's just gonna, I guess, focus mostly on trying to help Adora. Is he's just right now in this moment, he's just there with a loose stick.
Cool.
So he's gonna assist.
I got a stick.
Exactly. He's gonna help Adora.
Terry, what are you doing?
I am going to assess the situation.
How do you do that?
I am looking at this pajumblement in front of me.
What's X-Pay kind of also made of?
Oh, some sort of a metal-like
substance. What could you do?
I'm going to locate X-Pay in this mass using my magnet.
What magnet?
No.
I'm going to go fishing with one of those magnet fishing poles.
X-ray machine?
The X-ray. I'm going to use an X-ray vision.
X-Pay vision.
Yeah. I'm going to use X-Pay vision. Yeah.
Okay. Roll up to assess the situation.
I'm happy we workshopped that.
Six
plus the 2.
Do you suffer anything for assessing the situation?
No, because assessing would be guilty, and I'm not guilty.
Excellent. Perfect. Then you're at 10, so choose 2.
How could we best end this quickly?
Recover X-Pay.
What here can I use to recover X-Pay?
The flap. and the sheet and the portal. Somebody needs to get to the portal that X-Pay fell through in order to get X-Pay back.
Or myself too. Oh,
right, because you're so capable of that sort of stuff.
No, not at all. That's going to be Solarian.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing.
He's got nothing but time. I've seen his schedule.
Okay.
You got to hand it to him.
Yeah.
I know, right?
So, guys, we need to get X-Pay out of there. And that means we have to get into the portal, which is under the flap.
I'll lift it up.
Lift it with the shield. And then, Solarian, when it's lifted up, you've got to dive in and get through that portal to X-Pay.
Adora, unleash your powers. You're plus two.
Physics. What physics?
Mm-hmm.
My freak.
Freaky.
Super freaky. And do you get another plus for me?
No. Ah. We'll just keep that same plus one. So it's plus two already, dude. We're good.
Eight. Plus two. Plus two.
So 12.
I got a 12.
All right. You unleash your powers. Freak. You rip the flap off. With the shield.
There's a little bit of a slurp at the end. Is it like...
So many wet
No
noises.
One likes that color.
You've totally succeeded. You expose X-Pay laying there, the brain... Well, why don't you describe what it looks like?
My offer was going to be is it's not X-Pay, and the brain is not there. It looks like a little baby version of Solarian.
Oh!
The brain is not there. Yeah, okay, go back. Because that hasn't had enough time to happen yet.
Oh, okay.
Right? So all you see is the capsule, the torso that X-Pay becomes. Right when X-Pay turns into like a ball sort of thing, but it's different than it would normally have been when you describe that. Then that fits exactly what you're.
This time, this ball—it's a glowing blue ball, and it almost looks like it has little tiny stars inside of it, really far into the distance. So it kind of just looks like little sparkles, but they are actually stars.
And the silver quality of the ball is still there. It's just a different coloration.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's the same.
It almost looks like it's still silver, but there's like a purpley smoke inside of it.
Ooh. Still the normal spherical shape of the torso of X-Pay that you saw before when X-Pay had to reboot.
Yeah.
Solarian, you better be careful and you better come back.
I make no promises. Just kidding.
Did you just make a joke?
Yeah, I did.
There's a panel of Solarian letting go of Adora's hand, flying down the corridor, the blue corridor. What corridor do you have to go along to get to X-Pay's portal?
It's orange.
Orange.
You cheater.
Orange, you're glad we helped you point deep stuff out.
Fly Both down that corridor. The portal is open and you see the ball there. What do you do?
He's going to grab the ball, run it back to the end zone.
You fly forward and a tentacle moves to slap you into the ocean.
I'm going to... shielding myself.
Nice. Using your last burn?
Yes.
What does that look like?
It's very, very basic, just like a white translucent bubble that just goes around him and the tentacle just bounces off.
It doesn't bounce right off. That white shielding that pops up around you is in fact glaringly hot plasma and it slices right through the tentacle as it goes to hit you into two calamari parts and it cauterizes the wounds on either side as you fly over to rescue X-Pay. You grab the ball of X-Pay, and as you pick up the ball of X-Pay, there is a sudden overwhelming sense of putrefaction everywhere as this behemoth monster immediately starts rotting and falling apart as though the process of decay has been infinitely sped up as the controlling animus that kept this thing ever questing, ever hungry has been destroyed. And you have saved the day and you've saved the universe from the predation of Galarnon for the moment.
For the moment.
Our team is now back at their base, bloody, the worse for wear, banged up. A ball of X-Pay sits on the coffee table. So the team is arrayed, seated on the couch. X-Pay wakes up. As the hard reboot occurs, what happens?
Previously, when this happened, their arms came out of the shell and their head came out of the shell. This time, the shell splits in half and opens up, and there's just a little blue baby.
Aww.
Terry is going to run over to the little baby and pick it up and hug it.
Wait, where's X-Pay?
Is that X-Pay Jr.? that you're holding?
Pretty sure this is XP, guys.
But do I notice, does Solarian notice that there's like stars emitting from this thing? But it's has stars emitting from it.
Yeah, it doesn't quite look like one of your people. Maybe like a little human, little experiment 742.
It's a culmination of everybody.
Like the perfect child. George, you're distracted. There's a swirling thing on the corner of your
vision. He's going to turn to look at it.
And you can see through a doorway to like the bathroom. Or one of the closets. You can see kind of a blur that leads to that sunny, dusty day 40 right. plus years ago for others. Moments, months ago for you that you could.
Right.
This is the moment. You've saved the day. You've saved the world. You figured it out. You solved it all. Now you just need to go back and do everything in your power to make this happen again. Mm. You could stay here with these people, these friends you've not known in your life.
George is gonna quietly, like without saying anything, go up to Terry, who has little baby X-Pay, whatever we want to call it. X-Pay Jr. And just motions to take them from Terry and like kind of cradles them in her arms and looks at them, holds them against his chest closely, but obviously not hurting them, and has like a tear in his eye as he's trying to like deal with all the emotions that are happening like all at once. And he gives them back to Terry and says, I think I have to go back. I have to make sure this happens. I have to make sure you're okay.
Do you though? I mean...
Wait, if it's already happened, doesn't that mean it's happened now?
Yes, but no, because if I...
Like, you're not the George that became the general.
Now, I'm
you're
not now, George. But if I don't go back and live through and become old man George, none of this will happen.
I know nothing about physics.
Or you think I know? Continuum.
Except for what I've seen in Back to the Future, which we totally need to watch, George. And we must, because you're not going back. Life would not be the same without me constantly busting
your
chops.
But if I stay here, then the general won't exist.
Is that really a bad
thing? Yes, because then we don't save the world.
I don't know.
Do you not want to save the world? Your job is...
I don't
your
think that's
job
how
is
physics
done,
works.
But mine is not
but sure.
done. You always say physics. What?
I don't know how this works.
But if I don't go back, then the general doesn't become a person. The general doesn't exist. I have to go back in order to become the general. If I don't finish the time loop, then this never happens. I mean, if I get it.
Do you want to go back?
I think it makes more sense for George, and George doesn't... Yeah, oh.
No. Do you want to go back, or do you want to stay?
George doesn't want to go back. He feels a duty to go back, because that's the only way to protect.
So
Allison wants
Allison
to go
want?
Back. Yeah.
Okay, then say her farewell. She made the choice. Don't look at me.
It was gonna be fine.
I don't want to leave you. I kind of like this future, minus the monsters and stuff, but I have to face my past and I have to live through it, and I have to come at the other end and make sure that you guys are okay. This is what I've always needed to do. I just didn't know it until now.
George says his goodbyes and steps through the portal.
No.
The TV's been playing all along. Superhero team, the Rookies, save the day. News at 6. Rumor confirmed, superhero couple. And there is a picture of Solarian and Adora standing on the pier.
Yeah.
Terry's off to one side holding X-Pay, the ball, and looking like, I'm part of this, but not framed in the picture. And it says below, superhero couple, Solarian and...
Paragon.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
That's okay. A good name.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it's
it
cool.
I like Mrs. Solarian better, but whatever.
Mrs. Solarian.
Is that what Solarian says when
feminist.
He hears the TV?
No, he doesn't.
That would be hilarious. I just thought it was a cooler name. Then I was like, yeah, you're the type of person that would have come up with a really shitty first superhero name. And then
this is really good.
Came up with a better one.
It's really good.
Off on the side, Terry is talking to Jeb. And Jeb says, it seems to me, Terry, that it would be best if we could have an open and enlightening discussion in regards to what your plans are as a superhero team going forward.
I think that would be a great idea.
Not rambling, but you can understand.
Wait a second.
So, like, where's the reaction?
It doesn't occur to Terry until after he answers, like, yes, that's a great idea, Jeb. Wait a minute.
Wait.
And we'll just leave that there because that's perfect on its own. And with the group standing there, camera slowly turns to fade, and X-Pay's little baby being cradled by Solarian at this moment says a single word. What word is that?
One word?
Or okay, a little phrase. It's fine.
God bless us, everyone.
I saved the day.
What? That's your baby voice?
I saved the day.
Yeah.
And the team is there, standing there. This is the last image, but there's still another page before the final cover of the comic book, this big double deluxe edition with an advertisement for the Tot Stop. Drop off your kids anytime. Open 24 days a week.
Only 24 days a week?
Yep. There's still that back page. And the back page, as you've turned to it, has George coming back through the portal. And he says...
Like I'm coming back to the future?
Yeah.
I gotta go back to the future.
No, you're arriving. The team is still standing there.
Yeah.
You've left. You said your goodbyes. And this last page is you coming back.
I've got good news and I've got bad news. Good news, I'm back. Bad news, we gotta go to the past. Who likes the 1920s?
And that's the end of Masks, guys.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
GG.
I think that's the best one we've ever played.
Yeah.
It's because we had enough time. I think. I'm so happy I came up with a not lame superhero name.
Paragon is such a cool name.
Raise your glass and drink with the enemy. Raise your glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not going to do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales,
a curated Masks, a new generation game set in the superhero teenage world of Halcyon City.
Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.
Hi, Kyle here. Just wanted to say thank you so very much for listening to our Masks, a New Generation actual play adventure. We're going to be returning to Dungeons & Dragons next week with the continuation of the dungeons in Tales from the Yawning Portal, White Plume Mountain. But I wanted to say a very special thank you to Chelsea and Allison for all the games, adventures, fun moments, and special memories that have been created over the last 4 years of playing with you. Chelsea and Allison are both moving on to bigger and brighter things, with Allison leaving Calgary to home ownership and an incredible job opportunity, and Chelsea moving on to other projects and a more prominent role in her church. They will always be welcome back at the table, though, and I love them both so very much. If you have enjoyed our little podcast, do drop a review on iTunes or join the Patreon. Just let me know you're out there. And if you would like me to run you through a game sometime, well, my rates are really cheap. I'm a lot of fun, and you can just reach out to me on Twitter or via email at taverntalesdm@gmail.com. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. So an extra special, very big thanks for listening.